News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. After Sachin Pilot's patch-up with Congress, it's now a battle between the Congress and the BJP in Rajasthan Assembly on Friday. The Bharatiya Janata Party is all set to move a no-confidence motion, while Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot, who seems assured to win the floor test with the support of over 100 MLAs, has announced to move a confidence motion. The Congress government will move a confidence motion in the Rajasthan Assembly during the session beginning today, a party leader said. This was announced Thursday at the Congress Legislature Party meeting chaired by Gehlot, which was attended by his former deputy Sachin Pilot, among others. The meeting was held in a very cordial manner, in which discussions were held on moving the confidence motion in the Assembly. All the MLAs pledged that they would work with unity under the leadership of Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot, AICC General Secretary Avinash Pandey said. Just hours earlier, the opposition BJP said it will move a no-confidence motion during the session. The Assembly session comes days after the top leadership of the Congress announced the return of Pilot and 18 other dissident MLAs to the party fold. Referring to Pilot's open rebellion while addressing the legislators, the Chief Minister asked them to forget what has happened, leaders who attended the meeting said. The Congress on Monday had said the crisis in Rajasthan was a closed chapter and all legislators supporting its government will work towards strengthening the state government. The Congress has 107 MLAs in the 200-member assembly and the BJP 72. Leader of opposition Gulab Chand Kataria said on Thursday that even though the political crisis in the Congress has been resolved, all is still not good in that party, as one is going to east and the other to west. BJP State President Satish Punia said the motion will be moved on Friday. Kataria said the BJP and its ally Rashtriya Lok Tantrik Party have a total of 75 MLAs and of them 74 were present in Thursday's legislature party meeting held at the BJP's office. Punia alleged that the Ashok Gehlot-led state government is a government of contradictions. BJP MLA Madan Dilawar, who has challenged in the High Court the merger of six Bahujan Samaj Party MLAs with Congress, said the Rajasthan government has gone into a state of coma and therefore the opposition party has to move the no-confidence motion. The government is unstable and the works of people are not being done. We already had our preparations for the motion, but it was finalized today in the meeting after taking the MLAs in confidence, he said. Dilawar also said all 75 BJP and RLP MLAs will support the motion. The BJP and Congress's Delhi unit hit out at the AAP government over waterlogging in various places of the city, following the heaviest spell of rains this monsoon on Thursday, holding it responsible for the situation. AAP, however, attempted to shift the blame to BJP-ruled civic bodies by claiming that the municipal corporations are responsible for cleaning 98% of drains and they have not done their job, despite funds being sanctioned for it. Delhi BJP President Adesh Gupta tweeted a video purportedly showing some men crossing a waterlogged underpass in Tughlakabad on a bullock cart. Along with the video clip, he tweeted, "Due to waterlogging, Tughlakabad people are resorting to riding a bullock cart. Delhi is jammed and the AAP government is responsible for it. Delhi is suffering due to failed policies of the Arvind Kejriwal government." Delhi Congress President Anil Kumar too tweeted the same video and rhetorically asked the Chief Minister who will be held responsible for it. "Delhi, our Delhi. Just thinking, who will Kejriwalji hold responsible for it? Will Nehru again have to go to witness box? One thing is sure, Kejriwalji will not work," Kumar tweeted in Hindi. MP and former Delhi BJP President Manoj Tiwari also alleged that the Delhi government has failed to tackle the waterlogging problem in the national capital. Tweeting a list purportedly detailing the jurisdiction of different agencies on desilting of drains, Tiwari said the data shows that out of 3,737-kilometer drainage network in the city, 2,588-kilometer is with the Delhi government. Also, roads more than 60 feet are with AAP government, where most waterlogging cases were reported even today, he wrote on the microblogging site. However, AAP Political Affairs Committee member Durgesh Pathak said, "It has become a habit of the BJP and Congress to blame the Kejriwal government for everything. BJP-ruled MCD has the responsibility of cleaning 98% of the drains. Then why have they not done it, despite sanctioning of all required funds by us? My only advice to them is that if they are not able to handle MCD, they should give it to us. We will do it in the same budget in a much better way, he said. Israel and the United Arab Emirates announced on Thursday they are establishing full diplomatic relations in a US-brokered deal that required Israel to halt its contentious plan to annex occupied West Bank land sought by the Palestinians. The historic deal delivered a key foreign policy victory to President Donald Trump as he seeks re-election and reflected a changing Middle East in which shared concerns about arch-enemy Iran have largely overtaken traditional Arab support for the Palestinians. A spokesman for Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said the deal amounts to treason and should be reversed. The agreement makes the UAE the third Arab country after Egypt and Jordan to have full diplomatic ties with Israel. They announced it in a joint statement, saying deals between Israel and the UAE were expected in the coming weeks in such areas as tourism, direct flights and embassies. Trump called the deal a truly historic moment. Now that the ice has been broken, I expect more Arab and Muslim countries will follow the United Arab Emirates, he told reporters in the Oval Office. In a nationally televised news conference, Netanyahu echoed Trump's remarks. Today we usher in a new era of peace between Israel and the Arab world, he said. There is a good chance we will soon see more Arab countries joining this expanding circle of peace. But Netanyahu said the annexation plan was on temporary hold, appearing to contradict statements from Emirati officials who said it was off the table. Emirati officials described the deal in pragmatic terms. Anwar Gargash, a top Emirati official, said they had dealt a death blow to an aggressive Israeli move and hoped to help reshape the region. Is it perfect? Nothing is perfect in a very difficult region, Gargash added. But I think we used our political chips right. Omar Ghobash, Assistant Minister for Culture and Public Diplomacy, told the Associated Press, I don't think anything was written in stone. We are opening a door. We are hoping the Israelis will see the benefits to this step. I would assume that this is political maneuvering within a very complex political society, he added. Israel and the UAE do not share a border and have never fought a war, but the UAE, like most of the Arab world, long rejected diplomatic ties with Israel in the absence of a peace deal establishing a Palestinian state on lands captured by Israel in 1967. That steadfast support for the Palestinians, however, has begun to weaken in recent years, in large part because of the shared enmity towards Iran and Iranian proxies in the region. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the day-to-day ruler of the UAE, also shares Israel's distrust of Islamist groups like the Muslim Brotherhood and the Gaza Strip's ruling Hamas militant group. Sharks have more complex social lives than previously known, as shown by a study finding that grey reef sharks in the Pacific Ocean cultivate surprising social networks with one another and develop bonds that can endure for years. The research focused on the social behavior of 41 reef sharks around the Palmyra Atoll, about 1,000 miles or 1,600 kilometers southwest of Hawaii, using acoustic transmitters to track them and camera tags to gain greater clarity into their interactions. Far from being solitary creatures, the sharks formed social communities that remained rather stable over time, with some of the same individuals remaining together during the 4 years of the study. The researchers documented a daily pattern with sharks spending mornings together in groups of sometimes close to 20 individuals in the same part of the reef, dispersing throughout the day and into the night and reconvening the next morning. Sharks are incredible animals and still quite misunderstood, said Florida International University marine biologist Yanis Papastamatiou, lead author of the research published this week in the journal Proceedings of the Royal Society. I like to talk about their secret social lives, not because they want it to be a secret, but because only recently have we developed the tools to start seeing and understanding their social lives, he added. Not all sharks are social, and some are likely solitary. The reef shark is medium-sized, reaching about 6 feet long. Its sociality bore similarities in terms of stability over time to certain birds and mammals, but differed in that it did not involve nesting, mating, making vocalizations, or friendly interactions. The researchers suspect the sharks hang out together because it may help ensure that the various individuals find prey. For some time, we have known that sharks are capable of recognizing particular group mates and having social preferences, said marine biologist and study co-author David Jacoby of the Institute of Zoology in London. Our study reveals for the first time that they are actually capable of maintaining social partners for multiple years. Further, we offer a possible mechanism for such long-term social structure, namely that social groups likely operate as information centers from which individuals can follow one another to offshore feeding areas. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.